obviously bitterly disappointed today.
It's been a milder, to be honest. I thought Dunfermline bossed the first 10 minutes of each half, which was annoying because we said, you know, you just need to look at Stevie's programme notes where he's saying his team's been lacking in confidence. They lost a goal against County when they're on top and the confidence drained from them, and that's what we're saying to our players. Start fast, start with intensity, get on the front foot, put the ball behind them, cause them problems, get shots at goals, you know, quiet in the crowd. And we didn't do that. You know, the slackness at the back, the first few passes got blocked, didn't get going. And then we played our way in the game slowly, but it was nothing. First half was, we'd get football stopped, if you're being honest. There was nothing, you know. And we talked about, you know, you have to raise it 10-15%. We'll start the second half, get the ball behind them, you know, press them, start to show a bit of desire, start to show a bit of intensity, just go and show a bit of belief. And I thought the opposite happened. Dunfermline came out, they showed right from the kickoff, we roll the ball back to Charlie Trafford, Bruce Anderson closes it down, it goes back to Jamie McCarthy, Bruce Anderson closes him down, he ends up getting a block, and we end up with a by kick. Now, it might sound insignificant, but that's the difference. You know, you look at we lose the goal, we knock the ball to Joe Chalmers, knocks it down to Sean Rooney, he knocks it in the box, they hook it away for a corner. And that's what we're seeing the boys, is that's the wee point that you make. And, you know, the first 10 minutes, second half, Dunfermline, that was their spell. They nearly got a terrific strike at the bar. Then we started to play our football, we started to realise that, you know, we were losing the game, the penny finally dropped. We started to create chances. You know, Sean Rooney should score with a header, Brad McKay should score. Put three or four good balls across the box, but again, I go back to the same words, the desire wasn't there, the belief wasn't there, the intensity wasn't there to go and get something from the game. And it's annoying because we got it in spades on Monday night against Ross County, and I know for an absolute fact we'll get it in spades again on Tuesday night. That's not acceptable. If you're an Inverness Cardinal Thistle player, we are not good enough as a team, we're not good as individuals to think that we can come here and give 60-70% of what we're capable of and win a football match. And they've been told that today, it's not acceptable. That, you know, we can't play Ross County every week. So they've got to understand that winning matches here at East End Park, winning matches against Morton next week home, Partick a couple of weeks ago, are every bit as vital as going into your derby matches. And as I say, you know, the funny thing was today, you know, we beat Dunfermline 3-0 here earlier on in the season. And Dunfermline played miles better today. Miles better in that game than they did today. And they didn't have to do, you know, apart from those 2 10-minute spells, that's what won them the game. And they deserved to win the game. That's the thing. Because they put in, we might have snatched an equaliser, we might have grabbed one with the chances we had on, but I just think for their, you know, that spell, that spirit, their desire, their appetite and their hunger was what won them today, and that's where I'm hugely disappointed in the players. And as I say, I don't even need to worry about Tuesday night because I know I'll get a reaction. I know they'll give us everything they've got because it's Ross County. So unless we can ask the league to make all the opposition wear blue and red strips till the end of the season, we're going to have to fight.
Was that?
Yeah, we had to. It was self-explanatory. He's a young lad. He's raw, as you can see. He's raw. He's got a lot of talent. It's his derby. It's his debut. Sorry, he was up for it. It's his first game. He's hugely excited. Obviously, he gets booked for a tug, which is understandable. He's had one tackle that you look at and you think it was a wee bit late, but nothing malicious. But then he has a couple of minor fouls, and suddenly the crowd get on the referee, and the referee told our captain that one more tackle and he was off. So we had to take him off, and he's hugely disappointed, hugely frustrated. But listen, he'll come again. As I said, he's new to the game here. He's come from part-time football. But we thought we'd give him an opportunity to go today. With no worries about him. No worries about him, as I say. But it was straightforward, common sense move. You had to keep 11v11 because he didn't want to play for over an hour with 10 men. And he understands that. He knows himself. But he's hugely frustrated about it. But as I say, we've no worries about him for the future.
Smash. Thank you.